Hey wellness crew, welcome to another episode of Bags of Wellness, the podcast where we talk about wellness essentials for a balanced and thriving lifestyle. I am your host, Jessica Rowe, author and motivational speaker. So let's get right into this episode, okay? We're going to be talking about getting to the wellness, right? We want to know, how can we get to the wellness? How can we get to our well-being? And how can we get in our wellness bag, right? Ladies, if you're listening, I know you love a good bag. So why not make sure you have good things in your bag that's going to help your overall well-being so that you can feel good, be good, and do good, right? So this is what Bags of Wellness is all about. And we're going to talk about getting to it, getting to the wellness within ourselves. Now, I got 3 points I want to touch on. And the first one is loving yourself. Loving yourself. We hear that all of the time. But many may wonder, how do I love myself? How do I do this? How do I say yes to me? How do I say no to things that are no longer serving me, or I know for a fact that's not going to serve me? You see, as we get older, we start to see those things before somebody can even open their mouths about it, right? We foresee these things and we're like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. But then sometimes we can feel guilty about saying no, and maybe a little bit shameful in it. But we have to remember, I will always say this to you all. You might hear it throughout my episodes. You come first. You have to be willing and wanting to put yourself first in order to love yourself, in order to get to the well-being and wellness where you want to be in life. You want to wake up every morning feeling good, feeling refreshed. You want to go out in the world positive and having positive thoughts and a positive mindset and being, you know, happy and carefree and having that freedom of, I'm good. I care for me and I love me and I am going to do me. Now, listen, I know this type of happiness may not seem realistic all of the time, because there are going to be times when we don't feel our best, where we don't feel good. But at the end of the day, we already know that we can feel good. We can feel our best. We have the power. We have the control to make ourselves feel good. And that contributes to our overall well-being and making sure that we are well. And that is a part of loving yourself. Now, you may have some other tips, tools, and advice given to you on how to love yourself. And if you do, please make sure that you are consistently using those tips, those tools, that advice you have been given in order to love yourself, in order to feel good about yourself without feeling shameful or without feeling guilty for doing that. Because see, we have people that will make us feel some kind of way because we're loving ourselves, because we're always positive, because we always seem to be happy. Not to say that we don't have things going on in our lives, issues and circumstances and things like that. But when you learn to love yourself, you learn to come out of those things, those issues and circumstances. You learn to come out of those things a little bit easier. It's not as tough. It's not as rough as once before. Because see, loving yourself can be a process. It's not something that is easy, especially if you grew up in an environment that didn't promote love, that it didn't promote self-care and love and things like that. If you grew up in an environment like that, it can be tough to grasp that idea of loving yourself, doing for yourself, thinking positive. That's not easy for many of us, but again, it's a process, it's possible, and you are able. There are so many things in this world today that can help us push through with those ideas of being happy and being positive and having that mindset of freedom, right? Where you are not disrupted. And if you do get disrupted, you know how to come back from that. So there are some people who will make you feel a certain kind of way. I remember one of my coworkers would feel, I would say, or act like she was jealous of another coworker and I, because we were always laughing and talking. We were working, but we always had a good conversation with each other. We always were laughing, talking, and smiling and telling jokes. And she would come by our desks sometimes and say, "Why y'all always laughing? Why y'all always smiling?" And we would just look at each other like, because we happy, right? We enjoy each other's company. So I don't know what was going on with that coworker, but again, it's people like that who will try to make you feel some kind of way for being happy, being positive. And being happy and positive is good for your overall health. Those are the things that we need in order to thrive. So if you are exercising, if you are eating right, and then you add some happiness and positivity on top of all of that, oh my goodness, your wellness will be just everything. You will go to bed feeling good. You will wake up feeling good. Again, this is possible, you all. We can do this. We can make this happen for ourselves. So don't ever think that something is wrong with you for feeling happy, for feeling good, for feeling positive. It may seem a little awkward because, like I said, in some cases, many of us have grown up in environments where we are not used to this. It's not the norm. But we want to make it the norm. We want to make positivity and happiness and courage and doing courageous things. We want to make that the norm in our lives because we want to be healthy, right? Like they say, your health is your wealth. So doing things like this can really push the envelope. It can really help you achieve things in your life where you probably thought were not achievable. And so when you start doing this, you start attracting the people who are in the same mindset, in the same mind space, and they are no longer feeling shameful and guilty for being happy. I know that might seem kind of weird or crazy, but those things do exist. Those type of people do exist. And one thing also we want to get rid of are false beliefs. Right, we want to get in things that are false beliefs that are, in some sorts, it really hurts our wellness, right? So we need to believe what our mind says when it comes to the positivity, right? We don't want to believe the negativity that our mind tries to tell us, or people, for that instance, will try to tell us. We don't want to believe that. We don't want to have those false beliefs of negativity or something just bad is going to always happen. We have to change our thoughts. We have to change our mindset process. And this is a point of how you start to get to the wellness, how you start to love yourself, because you're tearing down those negative beliefs, those false beliefs, those things that probably ran in your environment or your family, how you were growing up, like they say, generational curses and things like that. And we know of people who have broken those quote unquote generational curses, because they don't have false beliefs. They have positive beliefs. They believe in themselves. Even when family members and friends didn't believe in them, they believed in themselves. Now, I am not going to sit here and say it's all perfect and roses, because it can get lonely when you start to believe positive. It's so true, because you're shedding energies. You're shedding yourself away from different people and different things that you know are not getting you to the goals where you want to be in life, and you know they are negative, and you know those things and people can be draining. But at the same time, those are your people. You love them, right? You sometimes don't have a problem being around them, but you know that being around them can be toxic. So you have to, you're making the decision of removing yourself from those people, and it can be lonely at times. It can get lonely, but remember that you are doing this for your overall well-being, your overall wellness. You're getting to the wellness. You're starting your journey of getting well because you want to feel well, you want to be well, and you want to do well. Again, it's not easy, but it's possible, and it's also necessary, not just to only grow, right? It's just really necessary for your growth in all areas of your life, not just to grow in positivity and in mindset, but your finances, right? Your financial wellness, your social wellness, your environmental wellness. We already know about physical wellness, but this also helps your mental wellness as well. So again, you all, take some notes, right? I hope you're able to take some notes from this podcast. Do some research, right? I'm going to always tell you to do your own research on your wellness, making sure things that you are researching and that you are doing are aligning with the things that you want to do in life. And remember, life is not a straight path. Success is not a straight path. They're going to always be ups and downs, but you can always bounce back. You can always come through. You can always make it better. You can always do better and be better. Always make sure you take those rests, take those breaks. Don't overwhelm yourself. And I'm going to talk about overwhelming and taking rest breaks a little bit later on in the episodes as we get through this for Bags of Wellness. But in the meantime, take it slow. Don't be in a hurry. And remember, you matter. You are number one. You come first. So thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you all next week. Hope this was helpful for you. Bye-bye.